Yeah, Jim, just wanted to let you know that other station said that you timed out on the other repeater, WRUX 245.
WRUX 245, WRVJ 258. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Thanks for bringing that along. I know that both repeaters will pass their audio at the same time, but if there's a timeout on one or the other, they may not coincide. I understand. Anyway, I will wait for a response. Whiskey Romeo Victor Juliet 258.
Yep, correct. That's exactly what happened. I could hear him trying to talk to you while you were still talking, so I just kind of figured I'd let you know.
This is WRPB 448. Yeah, audio just went dead a minute ago while you were talking, Jim. Copy.
Yep, I got you now. I'm sorry, what was your name?
This is Kurt from Groveland Township. Over.
Very good, Kurt. Okay, well, thanks. Sorry about that. I guess, the two repeaters, they do what they do. So, and I guess there's more than the two. There's several that are linked here. I don't know how many links are active right now, but we could be being heard as far as up into the Sheboygan area. So, at any rate, thanks, Kurt. And yeah, hopefully I get up that way fairly soon. Trying to figure out when and where I'm going to go, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, if I could also get your call sign really slowly one more time, I actually have a piece of paper ready this time. That would be great. Copy?
Okay, very good. Here it comes phonetically. Whiskey Romeo Victor Juliet 258 WRVJ 258. Copy.
Yes, I've got a solid copy on that, Jim. And you were from what area again? Over.
I am in East Point, which used to be called East Detroit, just bordering the northeastern corner of Detroit, between Warren and St. Clair Shores. Over.
Copy that. I'm familiar with the area. I lived in Detroit for a brief point, and I used to be a union electrician many years ago. Get to know the city a little bit that way. Copy.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, I've done some electrical work. I am not an electrician, but I worked for a couple of years, about 3.5 years, if my calculation is right, for a commercial electrical firm during the COVID time. My business was shut down, essentially, just because there was no work. And I hooked up with a commercial electrical firm and came in as, although I was not officially a apprentice. I did apprentice-type work under some licensed electricians and learned quite a bit about it, and was happy for both the work and the experience. Over.
Yeah, copy that. It is pretty rewarding work. You know, when I was doing residential homes for, you know, retired couples, any time that I would turn on the power when they would take occupancy of the house, to see their eyes light up was the most rewarding feeling I got. It was very cool. Over.
Yes, very much. When you make the client happy, it's very rewarding. And being, like I said, a newcomer to that type of work, it was a learning experience for me that I'll have for the rest of my life. And the opportunity to take pride in a job well done, doing things the right way, and you know, making a good impression on my coworkers and the client was always rewarding. So I appreciated that. The gentleman that made it possible for me to do that, he didn't have to take me on, especially seeing as I was a lot older than anybody else he had working for him, but he was a good bit older than I, and he's still doing it. He was an inspiration and a good guy. As a matter of fact, he called me just out of the blue about 3-4 days ago, just to say hi, and I thought that was nice. He didn't have to do that either, but we just caught up on stuff, and it was good.
Well, that's very good. Always nice to hear from mentors in the past. Yeah, very, very cool. Over.
All right. Well, you know, I have my own business, and during the COVID thing, like I said, things got really slow for me, and I had essentially no way to earn an income. And through a mutual friend, I was able to get hooked up with this guy and his company, and he took me on almost exclusively commercial work, which for me is not unfamiliar. My business, we install and service sound systems for commercial and institutional businesses, churches, schools, shopping centers, things like that. But what you guys, what you electricians would call low voltage work, but for me it's specific, it's audio and satellite television and communication and stuff like that. But that's what I do, that's my business. And also providing sound systems and crews for live shows. And because of the nature of my work, almost all of that came to a standstill because nobody was installing new or repairing sound systems and no live shows were taking place. So I was about 3 years without being able to sustain my business. But we just kind of went into dormancy, and now that things have opened up again, I'm back at it, and quite busy. As a matter of fact, I worked today installing a small system in Warren, so got the got the preliminary rough-in taken care of, and now I got to wait for the other subs to get their work done so I can trim out. But basically, that's what I do.
Well, very good. That sounds like fun work, running wires and media. I know I used to do a little bit of that, too, as well. However, it is just past midnight. I'm going to probably get here on the side and open up the repeater for some other people to use. It's been a pleasure making your acquaintance. I hope to speak with you very soon. This is Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448. Clear on your return. Over.
WRPB. Wow, a little bit of a tongue twister. WRPB 458. Okay, excellent. Well, like I said, very much thinking about getting up either toward, up in your general vicinity. I was just up that way not too long ago, visiting my mother and father at the Great Lakes Cemetery. Dad being a vet, passed in 99, and Mom in 2014. They're both interred there at the Great Lakes Cemetery in Holly, and I was up that way a little while ago. I'd been working up in that area, and on the way back after closing out a job, I said, you know what, I'm going to swing in and visit Mom and Dad. So anyway, hopefully we get up that way, and if so, perhaps our paths will cross. If nowhere else, maybe right here on this system. So with that, I'll say good evening. Enjoy your weekend. This is WRVJ 258.
WRPB 448, clear. Great day in the morning. W WOCC 83, 73. WOCC 783, standing by. WOZC 783, standing by. Hey, Adam. Yo, Adam. Yo. WOCC 873, standing by. WOZZ 873. It's going to be fucking Atlanta, right now. Atlanta, Michigan. Atlanta, Michigan. I'm standing by. WRCC873. Standing by.
Waterville, Ohio.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Good morning, Michigan, and we are mobile. WRVV 690, mobile. Got the RZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. Good morning.
Good morning, 544. Your name here is Ron. WRVV 690.
To you, Warren. I hope you enjoy your day and travel safe out there, Roger.
Roger that. We're at VV 690 mobile, listening.
RZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
KV9578 listening, north side. WRUZ 924.
Aren't we all that enthusiastic this morning, or do we need more coffee? Good morning, 294, WRC Wi-Fi 65.
Good morning, Don. Yeah, a little bit noisy. What was that about coffee?
Good morning, Phil. Now, I'm just sitting out here out front, and you didn't sound too thrilled on the radio, and I thought maybe you needed more coffee to wake up.
Okay. Sounds good. Wow, beautiful day. Not a cloud in the sky.
No, I'm sitting here on a park bench, and I got a tree right in front of me, and yet the sun is so bright, it's just burning right through the tree, and it's like, thank God I have my sunglasses on or something. I might need the tanning lotion before even the tree clears the sun clears the trees. It's so bright.
Yeah. I'm going to get some UV window tinting on my car this coming week. Because I got to be extra careful of the sun being immune compromised and all that. So a lot of times I sit there and I can notice I'm getting a truck driver's tan, you know. The left arm's darker than my right.
Well, the arms aren't so bad. It's when you get tanned on the left side of your face versus the right side. I've had that happen to me once.
Would you fall asleep?
No, I was actually driving up from Cincinnati one afternoon, and kind of 3-hour drive from Cincinnati back to Detroit, and the sun was right there in my, you know, on the left side of my face as I'm driving north up 75, and yeah, I came home and I noticed a difference in the shade of my skin for sure.
Oh, must have been late and the sun was low, huh? Well, that's what sunrises are for.
Well, when I drove down there, I drove down in the afternoon, and then I came home 2 days later in the afternoon. So I got to plan my trips there. Get one side done on the way down and the other side done on the way up.
Yeah. When it comes to driving, I actually prefer it to be overcast. Not too much, but just enough to not be glary.
Oh, yeah. Definitely so. And my eyes are still getting used to this, and I have these really heavily polarized sunglasses that... I've always had transition glasses when I wore glasses, and now I got these, and they're just super dark. So if it's overcast to where I might need them in case my eyes do bother me, it's a little bit of a struggle. So anyhow, all right, we'll see you in a little while. Wait to see if Sean's going to be with us or not. If I'll just start it. If not, I'll just start hiking.
Okay. Or if you want, I could swing by.
Well, if you're already there in park, that's okay. Like I said, it doesn't take me long. It's like about a 10, 15 minute walk, and sometimes the exercise is good. But we'll see where he's at, and give him a few more minutes to get on the radio.
Yeah, well, I'm on I-75 at 14 mile coming up, so I'm about 8 minutes out.
Somebody trying to break in there? All right, then, well, like I say, I'll be waiting a few more minutes. If not, we'll see where we're at and go up from there. You have a safe drive in. See you in a little while. WRC 1565.
Okay, Don. See you in a bit. WRUZ 924.
WRXE 230, you're headed to the West restaurant. The restaurant has no power to change venues.
You say the Cozy Cabin has no power?
Yes, and I'm trying to find this place, the new place, the temporary place is on 14 mile. Just east of DeQuinder.
Really? I wonder what happened. Not like there were any storms.
Yeah, judging from the parking lot, if this is the right place, the place is packed.
Well, there's zeros in a coal mile.
Yeah, well, it's been somebody picked that restaurant that was already in the parking lot at the Cozy Cabin, so hope I'm at the right place.
Okay, what's it called? He says 14 mile east of DeQuinder.
Well, I think it's called the New York Deli Restaurant. It's 14 mile east of DeQuinder on the north side.
Okay. That sounds good. All right, I'll head over there. I wonder if they'll have enough room for all of us.
What's going on?
Apparently no power at the Cozy.
Oh, okay.
So they're talking about the New York something on 14 in DeQuinder?
Yeah, all right. I guess let me get rolling. Where's Donald?
Yeah, he was here. Hey, Don, I can pick you up. I'm just going out 12 mile toward DeQuinder right now. So if you want, I can pick you up.
Okay, well, if you're already rolling and Sean's getting to roll, yeah, that'll work. I appreciate it.
Okay, where shall I pick you up at?
Second light past 12 mile, you make a right turn into that senior campus, and I'll be in the first driveway to your left.
Okay, you should be there very shortly, coming up to the Quinder right now.
All right, I'll see you at the other location shortly.
GRUU8, thank you.
There is no answer at the cozy cabin. I think just to make sure, and it's just, so I guess the phone's off the hook or something, because all you're doing is getting a busy signal. So, all right, I'll see you all in a few minutes. WRC Wi-Fi, 6-1.
Yeah, probably in the phone system, puts a busy on it if it can't pick up or whatever with these systems. It's not like the old days where if there was no phone, it would just keep ringing.
Well, what's odd is I was in there on Wednesday and had power, but the White Castle on the south side of the intersection did not. And so I had late breakfast there with our radio.
That might be door that.
And they had power then, but no, that's why I'm surprised to hear this morning. So, you know, wait 5 minutes, almost like Michigan weather. It'll change. We'll try and find it, and the power will come back on us. All right. WSC Wi-Fi supply.
Okay, Don, I'm coming up to the left. Turn right up.
230.
There's a double there. Second silver car turn.
Yeah, Don, do I turn right at the light here?
Oh,
here we are. Yeah, okay. I'm in. I just turned right.
First, turn to your left, right here.
There you are. Okay, WRUZ 94.
Why they didn't just pick Ramshorn? It's just around the corner, and not even a half mile.
WIUU 850. WIUG 48. Copy.
WIZP 544.
Hey, Cass, are you out here?
I came by, there was no power. I don't know where else to go.
We're at 14 in DeQuinter, just east of, if you come north on DeQuinter and turn right, there's a New York deli, just a little bit east of DeQuinter.
I called for you a couple of times, but nobody answered.
Yeah, like I said, we're at the New York deli on 14 Mile, east of DeQuinter. So we're here, north side of the road.
Yeah, I'll be there.
WSTI 392, copy. A lot of background noise where I'm at. Who is that?
WRCY 565. Are you on your way, sir?
WRCY 565,
please.
Where are you at, Jack?
Jack, are you on your way? WRUG924.
I'm here.
He dropped out. Say again. No copy. Jack, do you copy?
WRKP227 Northwest Illinois. I'm here in traffic from the Traverse City repeater. Anybody got a copy?
WRXG764, you're loud and clear here.
A few times that time. There is some noise on your signal, but it wasn't objectionable at first, but then you started dropping out. It says you're moving. NorXG764. I'll be sitting here listening.
WSPC277.
W840, this is WRWR357. I got a copy.
WRVV690, mobile monitoring.
WRWV662, are you loud and clear?
Hey, roger that, 662, copy that. WRVV690, thank you very much.
How is things going on your end?
MBR VB644 is listening. Roger that. Just standing by and listening.
Roger that.
So, 690, how's everything going over there?
Everything is okay. Enjoying the sunlight.
Roger that, roger that. They must have done something to the repeaters because I'm talking to you on a short one and it's loud and clear.
Yeah, you're making it real good there from Westland. He's out here to Southfield,
Ryan. Roger that, roger that. I think Bishop is out there too monitoring the mail.
Copy that. Anyhow, I'm gonna get back to what I'm doing here, paperwork, and I'll talk to you a little later.
Okay, 690, WRBB 644 is out of service.
WZ 662, sign of bound listening.
WRVV 690, monitoring.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
Go ahead. Yeah, which park is that at noon? Is that at Stony or Metro?
Stony.
I didn't catch that if you answered. Is that Stony Creek or Metro Beach?
It'll be Stony Creek.
All right, cool. I know I saw it somewhere, but we'll see. I got some shopping I got to get done, and then the kids want me to come by for a thing in their city does this thing where they shut down the main road and they have this carnival fair kind of a thing. I may go do that with the grandkids and kids, so probably won't make it.
What's going on in Stony?
There's a lark.
Oh, okay.
Harry texted me yesterday that I said, no problem, I'll be there. He's going to be there too, anyhow.
Is that Dave and group doing that?
I think so, but I would check the telegram just to be sure.
I heard my name. What's up?
Doing a lark in the park today?
Yeah, the Useka folk. And I was coming on here to see if Jack was around because I wanted to let Jack know. So, but anybody's welcome, of course. So Winter Cove North at Stony Creek, noon and beyond. But, you know, there's probably, you know, Walt's probably already there.
Yeah, maybe I'll come out to that. It's a little far for me, but I got nothing better to do today, I don't think. So, all right, maybe we'll see you there. WIDZ 924.
Yep, I'm probably going to be there around 1. But, yeah, and everybody's, you know, everybody just shows up whenever. They usually go until at least 3 or sometimes 4. So, see you there, maybe. WRMZ 294.
What's your call, Dave? Is it 294?
Yeah, it's like Worms with a Z. W Whiskey Romeo Mike Zulu 294.
Oh, you're so similar to mine. Yeah, you got a mic instead of a uniform and just reverse our digits. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's not more collisions, you know, like people having a similar number and things like that.
Right. Yeah, well, there's been quite a few new ones. I think they're up to the, they're beyond WRs, I think, now, aren't they? Aren't they the WSs?
Yeah, they're definitely in the WSs now, but I'm not sure how far down. I'm wondering if you wanted to change your call, if you fill out another application, if they would remove your other one and then you get a new one. I mean, I don't have any plans on changing mine, but I was always curious about that. Like, if you wanted to get, didn't like the call that you had and you wanted a new one, can you just pay another $35, get another call sign, and then the other one goes void?
Yeah, I don't know if they do vanity calls. I don't think so. If I did, I'd try to use my something similar to my old CB call sign from the 70s, or the 60s, actually. What was that? I still remember it. KRM 7249.
Yeah, I wasn't talking vanity. I was just talking, like, you want another, whatever the next sequence is, right? You just didn't like the one that you had, and you just wanted to get another randomly generated one, or, what you know, sequence-generated one. I'm wondering if they would let you do that. I mean, I guess you could just wait 10 years and let your thing expire and then reapply and get a new one, but I don't know. It's not a big deal. I was just curious if anybody had done that.
All right. Maybe we'll see you there. WRZ 924 out.
WRMZ 294, clear.
WRNC 294, WIEG 48.
WXBY 676, standing by.
WRYV 421, check.
SAG-26, radio check.
WIZP-544, Sheboygan County Bob, sir, I have you, Lima Charlie, out and clear.
Copy, Bob, licking chicken. Thanks from Carol, WSAG-266, and I'm clear.
No problem at all there, Carol. Great modulation and a great signal. Keep doing what you're doing. WRZP-544, Sheboygan County Bob. We are monitoring the frequency.
WRYV-421, radio check.
WRZP-544, have you Lima Charlie, clear here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Thank you. I didn't quite catch how my signal is. If you don't mind repeating, please, I appreciate it. Philly RYB-421.
WRYB-421, WRZP-544. Modulation is crystal clear, very little static, and you are hitting the repeater, sir.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. WRYB-421, clear. Have a good day, sir.
As well. Pleasure to help out where I can. WRZP-544, Sheboygan County Bob. Clear. Monitoring the frequency.
WRUG-488 from WRMZ-294.
All right, give me 15 minutes, I'll be over there. I'm leaving in 15 minutes.
All righty, I just wanted to make sure you knew about it. I'm not going to be there until about 1 o'clock probably, but I'll see you over there. Walt's looking for you. WRMZ-294.
Dave, is that fast? That go for us, right?
Yeah, same place as last time. It's the first right after the golf course, Winter Cove North.
I got you. I'll have the radio on anyhow when I get there. I'm going to give you a shout. I don't know, no? But I know what that is anyhow. Good talking to you, Dave. I'll see you over there, WIUG-48.
Alrighty, see you over there. WRMZ-294.
I'm on my way.
Excellent. Alright, I'll see you over there too. Just gonna stop by the QTH and grab my cooler and some ice, and then we'll be on my way. WRMZ-294.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I just got a little mini cooler here, and I just bought a sub.
So I am on my way from the sub shop to the Stony Creek. So I will see you there, and Jack, I'll see you there too. Sounds like it'll be a good day. WRUT 798.
IWS 538 monitoring.
WRYB 421, for someone to kindly provide feedback on base station radio checks. Going to do low, medium, and high power.
WRZX 218, standing by.
This is WRYB 421. Needed three radio checks for base station, if you don't mind, please.
Where are you located?
I'm in Lyon Township, about 28 miles direct line from the Detroit 625 repeater. I'm in high power right now.
I got you. Coming in loud and clear for the most part. You got a little bit of a background, but that's okay. But what's your call?
I'm not sure what you mean. My call sign is WRYV421. I'm going to switch over to low power just to see if I can still make it.
Roger that, 421. Go ahead.
Back at low power, just checking 12345-54321. Over.
Roger that. Still reading you okay. You just got more bacon frying in the background, that's all.
And back on medium power, 12345-54321.
Sound better right there at medium power. For what, 28 miles from Detroit repeater? I'm 25 miles from it, west of it, and that's what I run, medium power, like 20 watts over.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time for providing feedback. I hope you have a good day. I believe it's 27 knots. Sorry, I didn't catch the whole thing. This is WRYV421. My name is DC. It is nice to meet you, and have a good day. We'll be clear.
Roger that, 421. DC, Randall here. All right, have a good one. Talk at you later. WRZX218, standing by.
WSDS979, radio check.
Radio check coming in fine.
WSDS979 clear.
WRZU954. WRZU954. WRZU954.
Station, second open mic.
It's intentional. They do it all the time. Same boring song. All the time. The person they're targeting at isn't even on this system hardly at all. Ever. Just your typical Upper East Side Detroit CBers got their GMS radios.
Yeah. Well, at least the network cuts them through so they don't hear, or they'll get over top of us.
Yeah, I just don't bother talking about them because they don't care. So I just don't say nothing.
That's a good idea. I guess that's why I never took to 11 meters in my 40 years of being a licensed operator. So, I don't know. I wouldn't say 40 years. Maybe 38 years. Shoot, I forget. Anyway, I was a kid when I got my license. Way back in the day.
Well, good for you, because I used to think it was an okay stepping stone, but I no longer believe that. I believe that it corrupts people, and they generally can't shake it, and they bring money in. There's a few exceptions, but most bring the pollution wherever they go, and they just dirty that water up, pee in that pool, so to speak. All right, anyhow, I'll let you go. I got to get back to what I was doing here. I thought I'd just let you know this speech. WRUU 850.
I totally agree with that as well. WSCY 42, have a great afternoon. I'm going to be getting to some chores around the hut.
WSCY 842. Travis is inside. Are you going to be in your shop on Monday?
After 11:30.
I'm thinking about coming out. I was going to look at some of those laptops that you got.
I got an HP Stream. It's a super deal, especially if you're going to lose it somewhere on the earth.
I'm looking at it. If it gets lost in my luggage someplace, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll swing out, you say after 11, I'll come out after 11 then.
Summer hours, I keep them from about 11:30 to 4:30. So, I sometimes stay longer, sometimes get there earlier, but I can guarantee I'll be there by between that window. And my golly, if you're on Southbound 75, it is ugly. One lane goes through Genesee County, and boy, they're standing still.
I gotta go up to Oscoda for a shoot tomorrow, but we'll probably avoid that coming back. We kind of come back down through Bay City just to avoid the I-75 corridor.
What was I gonna say? Pumpkins are growing. I don't know if you got the update on that. They all look healthy, but I need to get some volunteers to put a snow fence around the pumpkin patch.
Well, I can help you. When you let me know when you're going to do it, I can help you put up the fence. I can't drive the snakes because of my tendonitis. I ruined that down at the National Jamboree down there. So, but if you need help with just stringing fence, I can help you with that.
Let's see if grounds crew
Today I made a mention at the meeting that I did assistance that they were, there are plants are already 3 inches tallish. So I'll, if it's not up, I'll know from Timmy because he's working tonight out there. And I want him to go up to the field and see if they're netted in yet. I'll do that. So otherwise, I'll look forward to seeing you on the Monday.
Yeah, I'll see you on Monday, WRWS 538 monitoring.
Yeah, I'm about to get out of the dump truck. I got a load of dirt. And as soon as I get this off and get some other things done, I got to cut grass and then finish most of my all-week chores in one day. So 7-3, this is WSDY 843. All time. WSDY 842.
WSDT 814, requesting to see if I'm hitting the repeater.
Sir, you are hitting the repeater. WSDY 842.
Much appreciated, 842. Hope you're having a wonderful day today, and thank you for the confirmation. This is WSDT 814.
Stay in play, but I got to get to work. Take care. WSDY 842. Yeah, 842. My goodness, me and the numbers.
Hey, no worries. Don't work too hard today, okay? WSDT 814. Monitoring.
Monitoring.
WRAW574.
WRYD421 standing by. Hope everyone's doing okay today. WRUU850, this is WRYZ421, the author.
Yes, I am.
What's up, man? Wanted to let you know I finally got around to swapping out that J-Pole antenna. I put a different antenna up there and it seems to be working much better. So I'm pretty excited about it. I'm on medium power right now. How am I sounding?
Yeah, some bacon fry, but very good. No problem at all. You're 100%.
Thank you so much. This is Sean, right? My name is DC, by the way.
Roger. Yeah, I've heard you playing with this stuff out there for a bit. We talked before when you were telling me about the J-Pole. But yeah, no, sounds like you got it. What'd you end up getting and what'd you put up there?
It's a Redivis antenna. It's like a two-piece. It's like a fiberglass type. It's got a UHF at the bottom that I had to, and some radials. They're kind of short, so even with a 90-degree adapter, it doesn't really sit flush on top of my pizza pan, but it's about 15 feet off the ground, so it's definitely responding a lot better than that J-Pole was in pretty much the same location. So I don't remember the exact model, but I think it's about 66 inches tall.
Six inches? Okay, all right, yeah. So, all right, well, that's good. It's working for you. And, yeah, you sound very good. So there you have it. Have you any chance you can hear the Mount Clemens from there? Probably not.
Unfortunately, no. I tested the Troy one as well. Even, I think there's one in Waterford, but I haven't been able to contact them. If I do actually walk down the street with my handheld, I can actually hit them, but of course, you know, it's just really not convenient. But yeah, I'm very excited about it. I'm glad that it was that simple. The antenna wasn't really that pricey. I think it was like maybe $75. I'm actually using an app on my phone because the base station I'm using is the BGC N7500. It's an Android radio, so I'm using it in relay mode, and it seems to be working okay. So I'm in a headset on my phone.
Yep, no problem. Sounding good. That's working for you. Yeah, I'm not, I know I told you I'm not a big fan of J-Poles, and but, you know, I get it. You know, there's something you can fabricate yourself. But a good old collinear, which is what you got now, that's called a colon here in the business. Is good as anything, so, and it's working for you, so. Okay, I'm going to get back to what I was doing here, and I'm glad to hear you got it running, and give it a workout.
Thanks again very much. I wanted to get that comment, but it's a 10-foot, and it's not going to clear that ceiling in the garage attic, but, yeah, anyway, I hope you have a good day. Thank you so much for all your help. WRUU 850, thank you. This is WRYV 421, and we're clear.
Yeah, no problem. Glad you got it worked out. Catch you later. WRUU 850.
WRXD 901. WSDS 979 radio check.
Copy 979. Got you loud and clear. WRUX 245.
Well, thank you so much. Good talking with you. WSDS 979 clear.
WRUX 245, standing by.
WRAS 504, monitoring.
Radio check, WSDQ 976.
WSDA 350 monitoring from near Sheboygan.
Yeah, good afternoon, 350. This is WSAI 847, Cleveland.
Uh, are you doing on this fine Sunday?
Yeah, good afternoon. Name is Dan over here, northeast of Cleveland. I'm on the right near the lake shore here. Conditions pretty awesome today. Almost hitting the repeater full scale. So, and you're up in Sheboygan. Nice system here, getting way up there too. I hope the weather's nice for you there up that way also, Glenn.
It's beautiful today. Not a cloud in the sky, and yeah, looking forward to going to the beach on Lake Huron. Amazing that we can reach you just far away.
Yeah, real good. You kind of broke up there at the end, but I heard you're going to Lake Huron or something there. I guess you're mobile then. Are you mobile? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm on a handheld right now, and I'm on the road.
Okay, no problem. All right, yeah, that's gonna kind of alleviate things up, but that's okay. Are you headed to Lake Huron right now? You said, is that correct?
Yep, headed to our cottage just south of Sheboygan for my son's birthday. We're going to spend the weekend there.
Break.
Yeah, station, go ahead.
This is WSDT. Just wanted to wave at both of you. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm over here on Bois Blanc Island, just the Mackinac Island on the Sheboygan repeater, and quite impressed with the reach of this network, and just wanted to chime in. Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty good on being up by up where you're at, I'm afraid. Yeah, my geography is terrible. I apologize up that way, but I should know more. Should be better. But anyway, yeah, very good. Very good on the, that repeater up your way is doing great also on the system here. But I didn't get the name that was mobile there going toward Lake Huron. Could I get the name and maybe give me that? Go ahead.
Don't let your geography get in the way of the network and ability of the radio system here. This is cool they got going on, and I picked it up just because I wanted to have chit-chat, you know, rag-chewing once in a while with folks.
Okay, hopefully the gentleman there, mobile, can still hear us. But anyway, name here is Dan, Delta November. I wonder what the name is in the call sign over there. Go ahead. That's Mackinac, you said?
Call sign is Whiskey Sierra Delta Tango 814, and the name is Eric. I'm on the island next to Mackinac Island, Pablo, Bois Blanc Island. I am on a mobile as well, a handheld KID radio 83, and it does pretty decent. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is John, and call sign WSBA 350. I live in Ann Arbor. I can sometimes touch the Detroit repeater just a little bit, but up in my cottage, I can usually hit the Sheboygan repeater depending on, you know, sort of where I'm standing or, you know, where I'm hanging out that day.
Yeah, okay, John, very good on that, and going out to the cottage there. I did want one quick comment about Lake Huron. I do a lot of Google searches up your way, and some of the pictures are awesome of the lake there, how clear it is compared to our Lake Erie up on this way. The visibility on our lake is minimal, at most, unfortunately. Obviously, toward Toledo, it's going to get worse, but anyway, I cannot believe how the visibility is down there. You can see a long distance. I was up in Lake Michigan also. It's also beautiful up that way. So I think the name was Eric up there. Could I get it back over to you? I think, Eric, go ahead.
Just got done playing in the water, rock hunting with the kids, and just cooking up some dinner as we get ready for this little family reunion that we're all here for. And it's just been a pretty good time. And it sounds like you guys are having a good time as well in your own areas. I already thought Lake Erie got cleaned up from the zebra mussels. I didn't realize it was getting murky, or was murky again.
Yeah, the zebra mussels were helping out, but we just get all that stagnation of over in the western basin there by Maumee River and all that, and it kind of just moves down the shoreline, I guess is the words. but mostly out toward east side is nice. I guess I have not been up on the north shore there in Ontario, but it's not the greatest compared to you guys up your way. Oh, boy. Yeah, I am amazed at the visibility in the water. That's something there. But I guess, go ahead, John.
Yeah, where I am, we're on a bay called Hammond Bay. And the water stays pretty calm. It's pretty shallow. It's very clear. And we can go kayaking out just a little bit and find pieces of shipwrecks from the 1800s. Which is pretty neat. You can see them, they're about 10, 15, 20 feet underwater, and sometimes pieces of them wash ashore. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, WSAI 47. Okay, very good, John. That is awesome. Wow, that is, nothing like that on this side of on Lake Erie, at least on the south end here. Nothing like that. Very murky water, but that is really nice. Anyway, I'll give it over to Eric. I'm going to have to say goodbye for now, but good to talk to you guys, and thanks for being out here. A great system here. Nice talk to you guys up there on the north end of the state, so take care. WSAI 847, go ahead, Eric.
Hey, I just wanted to confirm your call sign. Was that Whiskey Sierra Alpha Igloo 8?
Yeah, it's Whiskey Sierra Alpha India, and it's 847. Go ahead.
Pleasure to speak with you, and I just wanted to jot that down in case I run across you again. You meet a lot of fun people on this thing, and the call signs are hard to remember sometimes, and you can meet one John or Dan or Aaron in the next round, so appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your family time. 73 WSDT 814 monitoring, standing by, clearing the channel.
And I am almost at my destination. Time to get the oven going and make some homemade pizzas for my boy. So very nice talking to you, gentlemen. Again, this is John, and WSDA 350, clear.
You take care, 350. enjoy that pizza and have a good time with your family. WSDC 814, monitoring and clearing the channel.
This is WRAW574J in Sinclair Shores.
This is WRBG767.
WSAI 847. Yeah, you're making the system good there, 767.
Roger that. Stay strong enough.
You got some movement there. I think you're on maybe on a handheld or something, but you're going in and out, but you're making it okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is WRBG767. Just for you, I'm doing a combo check. I'm up here in, at the Bavarian end up here in Frankenmuth.
Okay, real good. Yeah, you're making it. Let you go. You have a good... good rest of the day, and good sounding down here in Cleveland. So WSAI 847, I'll be clear.
And 847, WIUG 488, copy. Dan out there, 847, you out there?
Hey Jack, yeah, there's a lot of people on the frequency. I don't want to get too many, but I just say hello. You're sounding good today. Go ahead.
You know, I am on Stony Creek part on the same radio. Remember last time I talked to you? How you doing? Anyhow, I haven't heard you.
Yeah, it's been a while. Conditions are phenomenal today. I mean, it's all over the place on the other bands too. So I'm hearing things all over the place. So. Yeah, I'm on 665, the main Detroit. Where are you at now?
I'm on 675 at Mount Clemens. Roger.
Okay, no, you're fine. You're sounding great, so. Yeah, there's people up north coming through on Sheboygan real strong today, so anyway, yeah. It's all over the place. Probably here in Wisconsin or Minnesota, too, so who knows? We'll see. Hey, you have a great rest of the day, Jack. Good to talk to you. WSAI 847.
Dan, you take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 488.
WRAW574 in Sinclair Shores.
Sinclair Shores sounding good too. Whiskey Sugar, Delta Delta 439, Flushing, Michigan. Out.
WRAW574 in Sinclair Shores. WRAW574.
WSBL 938, monitoring. WSBL 938, monitoring.
WSTQ 976, radio check.
Only good is about WSTQ.
Is this the Michigan Link repeater that I'm on right now?
Yes, this is. It's the MIA system linked up through the I-75 corridor. And, yeah, you're sounding really good, both lighting, WRUS 245.
Nice, thanks. I'm just here visiting in Detroit, so happened to notice that there's a repeater on top of a building nearby, I think. So thanks for confirming my radio check, WSTQ 976.
No problem, anytime. WRUX 245, standing by.
WRNW 329, listening.
WRZG 717, looking for a radio check.
WRZH 242 looking for WRZG 717.
7, radio check.
WIZP 544, Chicago 5, sir. You've got a great signal in the repeater. A little low on the modulation. Back to you, sir.
Thank you,
WIZP 463, radio check.
In there at the same time.
Hey Bob, I have a question for you in regards to this. I had my radio on. It took me about 15 minutes before I got a radio check. Is that normal to take that long to connect to a tower?
WRZP 544, Bob here, sir. No, typically not there. You do have a bit of a hum in your transmission. You might want to jack up the mic gain or talk closer to your microphone, sir.
WRZG 717 calling for WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan. I'm testing my second radio, if you don't mind.
WRZP 544, no problem at all, sir. Happy to help. Go ahead, back to you. WIZP 544, go ahead, sir, with your traffic.
WCI 392, Rick, sir, WCI 73, copy.
Hey, this is 783, copy.
Yeah.
We're on our way over. You ready?
Not really, we're setting up a, TV stand right now.
Ah, okay. Did you get your shower after all the hard work you did today?
Maybe I did.
All right, well, I'll be over in 10 minutes. WSPI 783, monitoring.
Yes, and I'm too clear. Signing off.
WSPS 979, WSPS 68.
WSPS 311. All my hits are repeater, please. WSPS 311.
you from me. This is WRBG 767.
WSDY Shepherd.
WRBG 767.
How about them Detroit Tigers? WSDY 438.
WRSB 901.
Michigan.
Here's Saginaw, Michigan, WRXD 901.
Oh, WRXD 901, WSDY 438.
It's going to take me a minute to remember the call sign, but you're making a trip.
WSDY, I got 438. WSDY, Wendy, I don't know what the S is for, Dan, then Y, Danny. WSDY.
All right. And what repeater are you using?
I think it's Barrington. That's a long ways from me. That's probably, I don't know, you know how far that is, probably 30 miles.
Ohio 2.
don't know what I'm talking about, but, yep, sounding good. I found my numbers today. My son came over there and found them for me. The other night Gary signed up for them, so took them about a day and a half, 2 days, I guess. Of course, they might have had them earlier, and I just didn't find them. Not too savvy on your computer, so, yeah, anyway. It's pretty cool. I can't believe the setup they have here. How much you can talk to Michigan here. Pretty much sounds like the whole state.
Copying call signs anymore. I used to be a little bit out of practice, but that's pretty interesting. Everything's all linked together over the internet now, so I think this repeater, Sheboygan, Flint, Detroit are all linked together this side of the state anyway. And that one over there, you can dial up different repeaters on the one in Barrington. I was looking into that earlier. You can pull up different nodes.
Yeah, this is cool. This is as good as that talk. It's awesome. $35 to talk, you know, bouncing around like this here. I don't need to talk, I'll listen, but this is cool. That's pretty crazy, hooking up with you edges in another way, somebody else's repeater, not yours this time. Yeah, it sucks when yours went down, or when you moved that, they had to take it down there. Yep, I love that thing.
Station 516, WIUG, 488, copy.
Yeah, big copy on that. All right, gotta get busy here, but WIOG definitely copy, no doubt. I gotta look at my numbers. I'm a newbie. I just got these numbers today. WSDY 438.
I see. Now this is an MIA repeater. This is the Mayville 550 that I'm in. I see that on the status page right now. So I was mistaken. I am not in Springfield, Ohio. WRWF.
All right, hey, appreciate that shout out there, Mister. I'm got a lot of static in there with you, but we appreciate it there. We're kind of new at this right here. We've been on the radio forever, but this right here is a little newer to it. So I'm going to get back and listen, and we'll catch you in there a little later, 901.
All right, yeah, catch you later. I just heard my ear. Old Jesse out here, he said he's going to see me hit this repeater direct from Mount Pleasant, but just turned on and heard your voice, so that was pretty cool. All right, I'll let the repeater get back to normal use, WRXD 901.
WSDY 438, listen.
That's station 516, WIUG 488, copy.
WRVG 767.
767.
Roger that. This is 767. Is that you, 488?
Sir, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm up here over in Frankenmuth.
You're sounding good here in Rochester Hills, Roger.
Roger that, 488. This is WRVG 767.
Frankenmuth. How's the weather by you down that way? Over here, sunshine. Very nice evening.
Well, the weather's here nice at Frankenmuth. It's a nice day here. Spend time with the family.
Everybody loves Frankenmuth.
Just bring your wallet. It's very expensive.
Copy that.
All right, I'm going to let you go there, 488. This is WRVG 767. Have a good night.
You too. You take care and have a good day. WRUG 488, Rochester Hills.
They find you one day, man, playing that music. I hope they give you a $15,000 or $25,000 fine. Over.
Sounds like a good old fox hunt to me. WRZ544 on the hunt.
Bob, these people, they don't make no sense at all, putting those music out there. And this is WIUG, Blade 8. WSYDY, 483, Tiger Scott 7, the other Minnesota 2. Numbers backwards, WSDY 438, Tiger 7, Minnesota 2. WSDY 438. How about them Tigers? Seven to two.
Detroit Tigers over Minnesota. WSBY 438.
WSBS 916, you out there? WSAN 476.
WRXD 901. RXD 901.
WSAN 476 to WSBS 916. Ed, you out there?
W574. I didn't hear your call sign, but, yeah.
Sinclair Shores. How about you?
Station 218,
WRUG 88, copy. WRAW 574 in St. Clair Shores.
We're going to try one more time. Station 218 out there, 218. WRUG 488, roger. I guess that he's not out there. WRUG 488, clear.
WSCF 297 Ohio, Gulf Detroit. Jack, you out there?
Well, good afternoon. How you doing? This is WIUG 488, Jack. Roger.
Yeah, roger that, Jack. I got you. 297 Cleveland, Chardon, Ohio. Good to hear from you in a bit. No, I got you.
By the way, who's that, Josh or Eric?
This is Eric, 297 actual, Eric.
Eric, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I was looking for you the other night. I hadn't heard nothing from you. I was checking on you.
Thank you for checking on me. How you doing anyhow? And how is the weather by you out that way?
It's been clear. It's going to be hot this next week, but we'll be okay.
Yeah, today was 85 degrees here. It was very hot. So I went out to the park. I was in the Stony Creek Park, and I had a good time out that way. Ate, you know, and sit down and relax and look at the nature and everything else. Roger.
Yeah, roger that there, Jack. Everything's good, man. I'm just, I haven't heard from you. I caught a couple people up there by the bridge. And I guess it was too late, but you'll get that. Just calling to see how you were, man.
Really appreciate that, you know, the word, see how am I doing. I really do. Anyhow, so what else happening out that way?
Just got home from the racetrack. Running some drag strip cars, and then I'm home, and then letting the dogs out, enjoying this good weather as good as it can be. It's going to be hot this week.
Sounds like, you know, we just come into the summer and the end of, almost the end of the July. Roger.
Yeah, roger. We still got a lot of summer left. People don't realize that. And hopefully we don't get a ton of snow this year. If this is global warming, I'll take it.
Hey, that's what they say, global warming. I don't know how that is. I never heard that one, you know, and I don't know how it works.
Well, I could tell you how it works. It's just every 1,000 years the Earth tilts on its axis and it changes changes the way the weather is, and then it goes back to where it goes. It wobbles left to right. It is what it is. And then we're going to get hit. We'll be the Detroit snow zone and the Cleveland snow zone soon enough.
Yes, so, yeah, you're right. Probably that's what's going to happen. But you know what? Another see so much between day and day, we had rain out here in July. Roger.
It's been pretty skimpy on the rain around here.
I see what he's saying. All right, Eric, you take care, and I should talk to you some other time, maybe tomorrow. We'll catch you later, and good to hear from you. And I'm glad you're checking on me. WIUG 488.
I ain't going nowhere, Jack. You can talk to me. There ain't no on the channel. You can talk to me. But yeah, we get rain about 2 o'clock. It'll rain for like buckets for like 5 minutes. But it's dry here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, that's not bad. 5 minute rain and it dries right out. Not bad at all. All right. I'll get back out of here a little bit. Maybe somebody else will want to use the channel or the frequency. I'll talk to you tomorrow. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. You did go get your sleep, man. Hey, good to hear from you, and as always, and I'm here for you, brother.
Thank you again, Eric. You take care. WIUG 48.
URAW 574, Sinclair Shores.
On the good, Shepherd, Michigan, WSDY 438. Station 438. This is WIUG 438. Copy.
A good copy, WIOG. I didn't get the letters, but I got the IOG. That's the letters, isn't it? That sounds like a radio station, isn't it? AM or FM radio station?
Oh. Just an old call letter out that way. WIUG 488. Roger.
WIOG 488. Roger, roger. Sounded real good here. We're southeast corner of Isabella County, about 6 miles south of Mount Pleasant.
Are you the first caller from that way? Can you do me a favor? Again, what is your call letter that way? Can you write it down, please?
Roger, roger. W S D Y 438. WSDY 438. I'm going to have to get those things for like whiskey, sugar, adult, whatever the Y stands for, Yankee.
Is this your first time on the radio? Because I have not heard from you from Isabella County. Roger.
Roger, roger. What did you say about the style of radio?
Is this your first time on the radio? You just got your license?
Yeah, that's a roger, roger. Yep. I just got it. Matter of fact, I couldn't even be truthful with you. I had my boy. I'm not very savvy on the old computer. I got my the registration number with the FCC, and I couldn't figure out how to pay for that stupid thing. I had to get him over here to
put the money through. But we got her. Yeah, well, I just got the number today. Sir, good to hear from you all the way that way. And you're coming in from a Detroit repeater. I don't know how, but you're coming very clear on a Detroit repeater, which is 625. Anyhow, my name is Jack, and I just said WIUG48. I'm in Rochester Hills. Roger? Roger, Roger. Rochester Hills. So I appreciate it, Jack, and my name is Dan, Delta Alpha November, and I'm here in a little town called Shepherd. I'm not right in town, I'm out in the country a little ways, but yeah, but sounding real good from Rochester Hills, Jack. We appreciate the comeback. No problem. I've been on the radio long enough from, I've been almost 2 years with my license, so... Anyhow, that's your first time, that's what I'm saying. Okay, let me tell you some how it goes in here. This is the MIA.systems. If you want to write that down, you'll see all these repeaters connect together. Roger? MIA systems? MI8, number 8, and systems with an S at the end. Roger? Okay, yeah, I got that. MI8 systems with S at the end. I appreciate that. Now, yeah, I had a friend, he had a repeater, and he went in separate ways there, and I said, well, we lost all of our repeater we had around Mount Pleasant, but he's over in Saginaw, and I actually heard him on there tonight, so that's pretty crazy. I can still talk to the man. When you go on that website and tell you the rules and whatever it is, they all connect together. You got two in Detroit, which is Mount Clemens, Detroit, Saginaw, Bay City, and Sheboygan. Sheboygan is, if you want to write that down, but it's all that in that MIA.systems. It'll explain to you everything there. And really, you're doing good. I don't know what kind of radio you have, but it does a hell of a job here as far as the audio. Your audio is very clear. Roger? Roger, that's good to hear. I appreciate that. Yours is, too. So, yeah, I got a little radio. It's just, I'm not sure what it is there. But I have to figure it out. I'll let you know someday here, but I get my glasses on. Yeah, the reason why I'm saying that, because the first time I heard you from Shepherd, Michigan, I had a land there in Zabala County. I don't know, you know, where those new houses there, million-dollar houses there or not. Roger?
Sheboygan?
No, far from that, my friend. Working man my whole life. Just enjoying being an American, that's all. No more, no less. Day to day, day after day. It could be, there's another maybe station out there. I don't know. But like I say, my name is Jack, and good to hear from you. And I will talk to you whenever you want to, you feel like it. I'm retired, 72, and you have a good evening. We're going to get back out of here. Maybe some other people use that station. WIUG, 48. All right, Jack, I don't know you, but I really appreciate you. Thank you. You have a great night there. Yeah, I'm 65. I'm turning 66 in a few months here, but, yeah, I'm retired too. So appreciate the call back, and we'll let it roll like you said there, and we'll definitely get a hold of you, and I'm not going to forget your number, WIOG 488. All right, take care. You have a good night too.
288-297, Chardon, Ohio. Hey, Sheboygan, can you come back?
Yes, you got me? That gentleman up there is from from Shepherd, Michigan. Roger. Yeah, roger, Jack. Tell him 297 is here in Ohio. We got him loud and clear. I just can't talk to him. Oh, yeah, we hear you, 297. You're loud and clear. Yeah, roger, just tell him 297 from Chardon, Ohio. Can you hear him loud and clear? I was trying to, maybe I stepped on you guys, but okay, Jack, I thought you were going to bed, Jack. I was going to bed, but I had to get a hold of my good friend. He's by the airport, but I don't hear him. So, I will talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, 48. This is at WSCF 297. I'm standing by and I'm listening.
WRAW 574 radio check.
574 WSCF 297. I got you loud and clear.
I missed your call sign there. How's my signal? How would you say this to me? And I...
WSCF 297, Chardon, Ohio. Yeah, I got you. A little bit of static, but you're good. WSCF 297, Chardon, Ohio, last calling station. Come back.
Yeah, I was trying to see if I can get anybody on this handheld or see if anybody was out there.
Roger that, 297, I got you. Good. Go ahead, 847 WIUG 48. 97, radio check. Anybody out there?
WSAN 476 or WSBS 916. Ed, you out there?
WSCF 297, I got you. Call your call station. You're loud and clear.
Copy that, thank you. You're loud and clear as well.
All right, 847. Station 847. This is WIUG 48. Station 847. WIUG 48. Copy.
WSA 847, yeah, Jack, I thought I'd give you a shout over here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, good, good. You want to try, 600 there, over by the airport? I was coming in real strong here. Want to try over there?
I just tried it, and it's not getting out, except in the morning. Roger?
Okay, I'm probably getting a few of them over on that channel, that frequency anyway, so I thought I'd give it a shout there. But anyway, you have a good evening. Ben's really up all over the place, so it's interesting. So anyway, have a good one, WSCI 847.
No problem. I'm going to try tomorrow morning to be that way. It should be about maybe 6:30 in the morning. Roger?
Okay, if you want to give a listener right now, I mean, I'm getting a tail, but anyway, I'll give it a call real quick over there. If you don't hear me, you don't hear me. I'll be over there at WSCI 847.
I can go now, see if you can hear me out that way. WIED-48, we're going to clear this frequency. W847, are you out there? WIED-48.
WSCI 847. Go ahead, Jack. Yeah, I got you in there. Go ahead.
I went out there and tried it. It didn't work at all. I think I have a little problem with the leaves out that way. There's a lot of leaves on the way. Roger?
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm bringing up Mayville or something further up north there or something, because I'm getting like 3 different repeaters over there on 600, so. Hey, no problem, Jack. Good to hear you, though. You have a great evening there, and enjoy the bands there. It's really been going crazy here on everything, so have a great one. Talk to you later, WSCI 847.
Yeah, no problem at all. I talked to you. I remember I was at the Stony Creek. You believe from Stony Creek all the way to Ohio, how far that was? Roger?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you never know what you can find when you listen there, that's for sure. So it's always great to have the conditions right there. So yeah, give a listen over there, too. I don't know if you remember that frequency, 147360, 147360. It's a 2 meter side there. A really interesting band there. Interesting system. A lot of repeaters connected up there. Go ahead.
I will do that. Is that 141.32?
No, that's the amateur side. Amateur. You have to have an amateur license. It's 114.8. But you can listen on that frequency there if you got it in your scanner or something like that there, Jack.
I will do that too. WSCF-297 on the same radio here. I'm
here. All right,
Dan, you take care. You have a good evening. WIUG-48.
WRAW574, Sinclair Shores.
WRZP544, monitoring the frequency.
WSBM 993 for radio check.
RZP 544, go ahead for radio check.
I'm going there, just trying to get a radio check there, copy.
All good, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County here. Loud and clear, great modulation, and of course, you're hitting the repeater very well.
Okie dokie, appreciate that very much. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring. WIUG 488, WRNW 329. Okay, we got on that end.
WSTF 297, Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, I copy that. I'm on the handheld now, just testing it out. See how it's working, over.
Roger that, WSTF 297, America, I'm in Chicago, Ohio, about 35 miles. East of Cleveland on the lake.
Yeah, I guess he's not going to come back, but yeah, you're definitely sounding really good, WRUX 245.
Well, the good conditions are pretty good then for the handheld to be getting out also. Clear skies. Hopefully it's supposed to be nice all week, so better get out with the conditions right. Makes it a lot of fun. I guess you meet different people there. Copy?
You know, I got you. I'm copying you guys loud and clear.
All right, I appreciate the comeback. I was calling to see if Jack was still out there, but he might be night-night by now. I know it's getting a little late for him. All right, we're taking a standby here. Nice talking to you. Thanks for the comeback. WRNW 329, clear for now.
Yeah, Josh is my brother. This is Eric. He uses my call sign. I'm the actual WSCS 297 Eric, Cleveland, Ohio. Josh uses my call sign because it's UMRF.
I was calling Jack. He's out of Rochester Hills over here near me. WIUG 488. That's who I was calling. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Jack was on here a little about an hour ago. You might be sleeping. I got you. Jack, you out there? 488.
Jack, sorry he's gone to bed. He usually hits the hay around 11 o'clock or so.
Yeah, roger that.
That's what I figured. He's probably off the air now. I heard him not long ago out there. I thought maybe half an hour ago. But yeah, he's probably caught it tonight. Okay, Richard, take a standby. WRW 329, you're clear for now.
Roger that,
329,
you have a good night.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, we're monitoring the frequency as well.
Five four four, 297 Cleveland, you got me?
Bob, you got a Cleveland, Ohio station calling you there.
Five four four 297 Cleveland, Ohio. You out there?
WRUG 488. WRTX 957.
I'm thinking Jack for sleeping.
Yeah, had a big day today. He was up early, went to breakfast, went to Stony Creek, hung out with all the ham clubs, and yeah, you're probably right. He's probably sleeping. It is 11:30. Under normal circumstances, he might be up, but being outside in the sun all day, I don't know.
Yeah, roger that. 297 Cleveland, Ohio. I hear you. Yeah, Jack, he sounds tired. The last time I was talking to him, I hadn't talked to him in about 2 weeks. We couldn't bounce.
So you say you're in Cleveland?
Sheridan, Ohio, actually. I'm 35 miles east of Cleveland, 35 miles east.
Roger, I'm in Roscommon, Michigan, so good trip.
Hey, Roger, I think I've talked to you before. I've got you in my book. I just don't feel like pulling the book out.
Yeah, there was a band opening last night. There was a guy in a walkie-talkie in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, talking into one of our repeaters in Ann Arbor area. 240 miles on a walkie-talkie. It was crazy.
Yeah, Roger, I was talking to him tonight. Yeah, it's amazing sometimes.
Another guy was talking from Caseville, Michigan, which is tip of the thumb area, all the way to West Branch. A guy, I don't know how far, that's way over 100 miles, I know that.
Yeah, Roger, I was talking to Manawak Bay, Michigan. up there in the UP a bunch of times. I've got a bunch of call signs up from up there. Yeah, it depends what the weather's doing. WSCF 297, anyway, Detroit, I'm listening, so you guys have a good night. I'm listening.
Roger. Well, I'm going to watch some TV, but have your Jack out there tell him Eric said hi. So. Catch you later. WRTX 957. Roger. Yep, you got WRTX 957.
Roger that, I'm 297, WSCF 297, and I'm an Eric too, so I guess we're doomed.
Oh, jeez. Eric with a K or a C?
C. This is that new shit that they got going on.
Well, when I was growing up, there was no other Ericsons. Junior high, one in high school, none in junior high, none in elementary school.
Well, I'm the only one with a C, I guess. No worries, brother. You have a good night. I'm going to sit here and listen.
Roger. All right, catch you later. WRTX 957.
Have a good night there, 957. I'll talk to you soon. WSAF 297, I'm listening. Detroit repeater.
WSDW 200,
is anybody copy? 200, I got you. 297, WSVS 297, east of Cleveland. I got you.
WSDW 200,
is anybody copy? 200, WSCF 297, I got you.
WSDW 200, is anybody copy?
WSCF 297, I got you. Anybody up there in Detroit got him that can, I don't think his receiving tone is right.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm on the Macomb. I can hear you, but I can't hear anyone else. WRUX 245.
WSBW
Very good.